This is
Essential.
This is Essential Audio.
Welcome to the Money Pot from Money 2020. I'm Rachel Morrissey. I'm here at the eBanks Payments Summit. And my co-host, my guest co-host for this series is Estelita Haas. She runs the, aren't you the marketing study specialist?
Yes. Great to be here with you, Rachel.
I'm so excited. And we get to talk to one of the people that we always want to talk to when we're in Brazil, which is Carlos Brandt, who is the head of PIX at the Central Bank of Brazil. So I'm just going to launch us off with the question from your presentation today, Carlos, if that's okay.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
So in your presentation today, you were talking about the share of payments that were P2M or person to merchant.
Sure.
I'm not sure what we would call that in the States. It's just D2C.
Yes.
But so when you guys are thinking about this, why do you think PIX has such a large percentage? I mean, wasn't it a 40% market share?
A little bit more than 40%, yeah.
So why do you think PIX has been so successful in that particular arena? Because there's not that many places that have seen that kind of growth.
Great. So first, my pleasure to be here and to join this podcast. Very, very happy to talk about PIX and to share what we have been doing. And I mean, it's always good to discuss about payment issues and things like what we can do to improve payments in general in the globe, in the various jurisdictions, but also in Brazil. So it's my pleasure to be here. For the P2M transactions, what I can say is that PIX has a clear objective of being good for any use case. So that means that PIX has to be good for P2P transactions, that PIX has to be good for P2M transactions, and PIX also have to be good for B2B transactions and government transactions, which is very important as well. And when you have that intention of serving well the various use cases, you have to take as a scheme owner, which is the case of the Central Bank of Brazil for PIX, you have to take a very active role in understanding the needs of each use case. So for individuals and for P2P transactions, there are specific needs, and we have to take into consideration that those needs, I mean, they have to be, we have to provide intuitive, easy to handle solutions and so on. Whereas the P2M transactions, they have specific needs for, making the payments in that situation. And we did all we could to understand those needs and to translate or to get those needs and to put into the PIX rule books as a specification for the PSPs, or building specific products for that specific use case. So, for example, we have the QR code, which is there is in the PIX ecosystem since the beginning, which is very important for P2M transactions, both for online and in-store transactions. But it's also important to have recurring payments. It's also important to take care of situations where people need some time or some days to make the payment, so need a little bit of cash flow to deal with. And we have to take all those needs and, as I said, put in the specifications. And it's up to the PSPs, to the payment service providers, to build solutions and to interact with end users, but it's important that the specifications are there.
So that's so interesting, because what you're literally saying is that you had four missions for one product, for one thing, that there were four specific communities to serve. And so the merchant use and merchant adoption, it's not surprising, but when you are thinking about what those needs are and you're looking at the needs around merchant adoption, the QR code is a perfect example, but what are kind of the things that you outlined and said, these are the concerns and this is why this solution needs to be here?
Great. So we need features which makes convenience for the payers to start the payment. So that's the case of the QR code. Just an example on the needs of the P2M payments. But also you need a fast transaction or moving the funds very fast and make sure that the merchant's gonna is gonna receive the funds immediately, which is also important for the merchant. So that's another thing. It's important also to have a low cost solution for the merchants, and of course the low cost solution has to be kind of we have to make or to build the environment with the appropriate competition and with the appropriate design to have a good price formation for the merchants. So just to give an example for the case of Brazil, the average for the cost of acceptance for credit cards, it's a little bit over 2.2% for each transaction, whereas for Pix is 0.29%. The average for the cost.
Yeah, that's going to be very attractive.
Yeah, so you have like convenience, you have speed on getting the funds, you have low cost of acceptance. So it's multiple factors that induce the adoption of Pix in the P2M transaction. But of course, you have also to take into consideration that the payer is the one that initiates the payment, and so also we have to offer intuitive solutions for the individuals and free of charge usage of Pix also for individuals. So that combination is what is kind of explains the good adoption for P2M. And of course, we also have side actions, for example, communication. So we try to give as much information as possible for end users to understand how Pix works and I mean the rights and so on for individuals, for merchants, and that's a key point as well.
And during your presentation, you mentioned, of course, the launch of Pix Automatic, which is we hope to have it by next year.
next year
would be a good idea.
How impactful do you hope Pix Automatic to be, especially in these P2M transactions? Is it going to be a huge impact for merchant adoption of Pix?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a huge adoption of Pix Automatico. We have been seen a lot of demand or a strong demand from the merchants. They need a solution that is inclusive, which means that it's a solution that could attend or that could serve different types of businesses, different sizes of merchants or businesses, different business models like online in store models and so on. So that's one aspect. And also they need a solution that can reach a really wide wide range of customers, of end users, of individuals. And in Pix, we already have more than 140 million Pix users. So since day one in Pix Automatico, they are going to be able to reach out more than 140 million people. And of course, there are a lot of business models that requires periodic payments and that need a product that deals with recurring payments. So I think there are a lot of good advantages in Pix Automatico compared with the solutions that already are there in the market. And yes, we've seen really huge demand for the product. And we are working hard to understand all the needs and to, as I said, for the Pix in general, we are doing our best efforts to put all those needs in our specifications.
Was Pix Automatic really the missing piece for wide adoption of Pix?
I would say it's one piece. I wouldn't say that it's the piece that was missing, but it's one piece and one important, very important piece. We also want to improve the forms or make available new forms of initiating the payments in Pix, especially for in-store transactions and so on. So we are also working on that. Not as a priority right now, because our top priority is the Pix Automatica, but we have different features and new products for P2M as well.
So with Pix Automatic, Pix Automatico. I was thinking about this because, I mean, obviously being from the U.S., they just launched FedNow. The adoption of Pix as a P2P skyrocketed as soon as you guys released it. I don't think FedNow is going to have the same effect on P2P in the U.S. because we already had private apps in the system, mm-hmm. and it just doesn't have the same kind of splash that way. But I'm thinking about this P2M, or even more important possibly for us is the B2B. And so I'm looking at the Automatico and I'm wondering about what you're expecting with B2B payments and B2B payments on Pix.
Yeah. Well, we are seeing some B2B payments in Pix already. So there are solutions towards that use case. But I wouldn't say that it's the use case that is, I mean, the most used use case in Pix. I mean, the first stage of Pix was focused on P2P, as you mentioned, and then we moved to P2M. We have still some work to do in the P2M space, and there are a lot of new products, as I said, towards P2M. But we see that there are some features missing, or there are some actions missing in the B2B space when it comes to Pix. So Pix for B2B payments, they require some specific needs in terms of authorization, in terms of inputting the order to the PSPs, because they're, I mean, payments there are large value payments and so on. So it requires some different levels of authentication and so on. And so we need to have new features to get that need and make Pix good for that solution as well. We haven't started working on that yet. It's in our evolving agenda. We have lots to do. We can't just
never
do
ending.
Yeah, never ending. But it's good, because this never ending is something that is very important for our mindset, because we have a mindset of continuous innovation. So we know that there are a lot of needs and new products, new functionalities that we already know that we need to implement in the Pix ecosystem in order to make Pix even stronger. But we also know that there are new needs that we don't know yet, new technologies that are coming to the space and so on. And that mindset of continuous innovation in terms of understanding new needs from our society, and also putting or inserting new technologies in the Pix ecosystem, is something that kind of turns to a never-ending story. It's a continuous project. It's not a project that we have like a beginning and middle and end. It's just a continuous project, and we are going to be working hard, I mean, for many years, I hope.
Well, I think you're ahead of the game. let me be very clear. I don't think you're behind. If anybody's behind, it's us. So I think that's why I'm trying to steal secrets.
From a consumer point of view, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is about user experience, because despite its impressive volume and uptake, of course, Pix still has this somewhat troublesome experience in when initiating a payment, when switching apps to confirm it, yeah, depending on the app or the experience.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear what is Central Bank doing to improve this process, especially considering the PIX initiator figure, which is, I believe, one of the solutions that you're
The PIX initiator or the payment initiator service provider in PIX is key to improve that user experience, especially for online payments. So yes, we are taking care of that, and the Open Finance framework is taking also a very careful look at those at that user experience to make the UX the best possible. Of course, we have to also take into account the security of the transaction. So it's kind of a trade-off or a very
push-pull
equilibrium of UX and security. But yes, we are working hard on that, on improving the UX in that space of online payments. And for the in-store payments, we have new types of initiation, the PIX, the transaction, like tap and go, like NFC initiation. But this is not yet on our work stream. It's not being done right now, but it's something that we know that we want in the near future. So we might have that as well. But that has very much to do with UX. I mean, we always want to provide the best UX possible for our PIX users.
So I know that you're very focused on Brazil and Brazilian users, but I also know that PIX has made some agreements and some basically treaties of some kinds to be interoperable with other kinds of systems. And I know that you've got some that are other places in South America, and that you have one, I believe, with Singapore. And I don't know if you're talking to the UPI, but it feels like you are. And so I'm very curious, like, what do you see as like the ultimate goal for PIX, not just inside Brazil, which is very obvious, but yeah, outside Brazil?
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. I mean, we are committed with the G20 for improving the cross-border payments. We know that cross-border payments still, I mean, high cost, low transparency, low speed, kind of difficult to track and so on.
Everything you hate about payments.
Yeah.
Or love to solve.
We have seen improvements, but a lot of room for improvements still. And we are committed to that within the G20. And we are exploring ways to use PIX as one specific platform to improve or to help to improve cross-border payments. So we are exploring bilateral agreement solutions. We are also exploring multilateral arrangements. We are exploring different ways of improving that without any agreement. For example, we have seen PIX being accepted in different countries without an agreement still. So in arrangements that allow merchants from different jurisdictions to accept PIX and using EFX, using partner institutions in Brazil and so on. So whatever we can do in order to help improving the cross-border payments, we will do, because it's part of our public objective, and we are committed as a country in the G20.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have any more questions?
No, I just, out of curiosity, you've been around a lot with PIX and talking to other regulators. What are some of the innovations that you've seen in terms of real-time payments that you wish PIX had it? I don't know, some good envy, you know, I envy this, I want PIX to have it.
I mean, we have a lot of new products, and some of these new products that we haven't developed yet in Pix is being developed in other instant payment ecosystems. So
would you give us an example?
I would. For example, the India just launched the conversation payment, which mm-hmm. is very nice for some use cases, not for all of them, but for some use cases. We have also to think about digital exclusion, let's say. So we are moving fast towards digitalization, but if you have a digital service or digital product that is hard for some people to access, we have to create new forms, new ways to give access to those people. So that's something that, I mean, I can give you as an example, but yes, we have many products that we would like to implement. And we are going to do the best to implement those in the next years. I would like to highlight here that our team has made and still making a lot of effort to implement all of these. So I'm here, I'm speaking about Pix and so on, but we have a big team at the central bank who is very much engaged and who is doing a great job in designing the Pix features, in designing the operation platforms, the SPI, which is the settlement platform for Pix, the Alias database and the anti-fraud database, so-called DICT, which have a good team also taking care of that. We have our IT team, which is taking care in a very great way of our infrastructures. We have our communications team. We have a full team dedicated to what we are doing here. And I would not end here in our conversation without mentioning the great effort and the great job that our team are making there at the Central Bank of Brazil.
Sure. Yeah, they're doing an amazing job. I mean, like I said, as an American, I'm a little envious, which I think is the point. Although I'm so glad, though, that I got to talk to you. We really appreciate you taking time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much.
And so that's it for this episode of The Money Pot. I want to thank Carlos Brandt for being here. I want to thank Estelita for being my co-host.
It was my honor.
Thank you so much. If you want to get a hold of us, please write us at podcast@money2020.com. We will try to get to your questions. And thank you for listening.